Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
I'm thinking of fighting robots.
Yeah.
Aha!
I probably should find my character, shouldn't I?
why start now?
We're not going to be fighting these guys. We'll get them on our side.
There we are, Jethro, here we come.
We just need to leave quickly with one of these eggs. Or
they just,
without.
They just want selenium, you know? They want selenium for some reason. Hmm. Probably to activate the human eating machine.
They're in Brazil.
Who knows? Yeah, I noticed that. Have we got any Brazil nuts? Have we got? Is there someone who's got, you know, a metric ton of chocolate-covered Brazils?
If there were, it would be me, and I would fight you to the death.
Same, but...
Plain no. Chocolate Brazils are a particular weakness.
Yeah.
No, is it a weakness, really? I don't think so. It's more a strength.
Yeah. It means your prostate is going to be should be.
I'm not shoving them up there, mate.
Traditionally, one eats them.
Yeah. It all comes to the same in the end.
No, it really doesn't. Not if you put a not if you put one up your prostate.
So, as I recall, one of these robots was correcting. Was it Dr. Radish who was being corrected? I can't remember. Mm-hmm.
Nobody's correcting me.
Dr. Radish tried drawing some bromium and the robot corrected it to selenium.
Yeah, bromine.
That kind of correction.
Along in the periodic table. Mm.
So they want some selenium.
We think. They like drawing the electron shells of selenium anyway.
And we don't have selenium particularly in
not really
abundance.
My field. What we need is that sort of doctor. But
I'm a sort of doctor.
We don't know what sort of doctor you are. This is the problem. It's just
whenever
it comes up, you're not that sort.
I'm
I assume
a
that's the great
doctor.
Mystery of the campaign that we will discover at the end.
Sooner or later,
fate,
you
I'm
will...
not that sort of doctor would be your key aspect.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not a medical
later, you
doctor.
You will discover the cache of ancient Minoan pottery, and then...
I am a chemistry doctor.
Oh, well, perfect.
Doctor.
Carry on. Communicate with this thing.
Well, I tried.
Well, that's it.
Well, I said...
You obviously got part way there. What about the sort of, you know...
How about some of the simple compounds of selenium?
Trying to work out...
I could try selenium oxide. How do I do that from an atomic...
Does he want us to give him selenium? Is that what they're saying? Just try and get that clear.
You want-o?
You... me give you...
You are a fornicating baboon.
Next thing you know, it's removing your prostate.
I'm not sure. Linguistics isn't my specialty. I'm
no,
not that
just...
sort of doctor.
No kidding.
You can mime it. You can draw it. Don't worry.
Mime selenium oxide.
No. You can point at that. Or put a circle around it. I might probably think you're drawing something else. And draw a little picture of the robot and a little picture of you.
I have been in a game of charades at a science fiction convention where the clue came up, rotating cylinders and the possibility of global causality violation. Because the only rule was it had to be a science fiction title.
Ah. Yeah, I always used to... People say, oh, you write some down, John, you know a lot of film titles. Well, yes, I do, but not ones you're going to enjoy.
Not ones you're going to...
The Fearless Vampire Killers, or pardon me, your teeth are in my neck.
I think I may have asked this at the end of last episode, but what is selenium used for as far as I'm aware? I mean, it's an element in organic, not in organic chemistry, but in organics.
In industry or biology?
In industry, given that we think... Well, but I mean, selenium's a part of a catalyst in biology, I would have thought.
Yeah, it's generally...
Yeah, it has mostly fairly minor industrial uses. It's used in electrolyzing manganese. It's used in... biggest use is glass production. It provides a slight red colour. It's not a really good red colour you'd use for stained glass, because the only thing that does that is gold, very annoyingly. But
we haven't noticed a lot of stained glass on this ship so far.
But it can not cancel yet out the green or yellow tints that you might get with other glass inputs. So you might use it for some sort of glass that needs very specific transmission characteristics, that kind of thing.
Do we think then that whatever's going on with this, feeding these things to something, maybe that situation is because of a lack of selenium, that that's not what they're supposed to be doing?
In our biology, it's part of vitamin E metabolism.
Lots of solar cells use it.
Okay. But this thing, solar sails or solar cells?
Cells, photoelectric cells. Okay.
But we haven't, this thing's not bristling with photoelectric cells.
Can I try something, Roger?
Doesn't seem to be, no. Yes.
I would like to kind of walk over and kind of point at the selenium picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then point at the egg and point at the selenium again. And see if that gets any kind of reaction out of them. I'd do a shrug, I will shrug, but I don't think that translates into alien robot.
Unfortunately, in the Vlaherg tongue, this was the...
So either the Vlaherg have declared war on France.
Okay.
Cornwall, I think you're right.
Cornwall's declared war on France?
No, Felix isn't part of Cornwall.
It feels Cornish to me.
It was the shrug I was thinking of.
No, what it does is, let's see, you've put basically one of these pods next to selenium.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, it erases the selenium, it draws about six more pods in a row, it draws a line underneath them, connecting to them.
Right.
It draws selenium, tiny selenium, along the line.
It's in the nutrient feed.
Okay, they need selenium to survive.
Or to stop something bad happening.
Or both.
Okay, well, yes, either way.
For most species, not surviving, I suppose, now you mention it, is something bad happening.
Well, no, I'm just thinking that some species basically go into... acute rage just before they die.
Yeah, I mean, I may get that way. I don't know.
Yeah, it depends. It depends how I'm informed about it.
I mean, I've heard of things that go into strange sorts of hibernation.
In cases these pods in what's presumably a tube, though its idea of perspective is perhaps not the same as yours.
Is it Egyptian?
But then it's doing a very rough sketch in of the whole ship.
Right.
And apparently it wants selenium, or it is connecting selenium to the rest of the ship as well.
Okay, he's drawn them small, so maybe he doesn't need much selenium.
But it's a big ship. What we need to do is to find a good source of it.
Is it something we might find on an asteroid nearby?
Have any of our surveys or anything on the way here?
It is a plausibly mineable thing from an asteroid. Do you okay. want, maybe, you know, sorry, somebody make an int roll?
Astrology?
Astrology?
No, I thought something that's positively affected by intelligence.
I mean, I've copied that
right. Surely to God, you haven't actually got it on this character.
That's what I'm learning next, but I actually meant astronomy. I must have been misthinking when I typed that down.
Just an in-roll.
Oh, you're a Gemini. You need selenium. In-roll. Okay, does someone else want to do that?
You can all do it.
I'm not that kind of dancer. I have rolled an 11 regardless.
I've rolled a 7. Intelligence, did you say? An 8 in that case.
Smarty pants. Still not as good as I am.
Well, it does occur to Dr. Radish that the obvious people to ask about resource availability would be the people whose entire job on this mission is obtaining resources.
Do we have a human resource?
Ah,
mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there we go then. We can transmit a message
from here, or either directly to them, or
we've
relayed from inside here. All right.
Well,
we've got a full link through. That's why I keep leaving drones at certain points.
Mm-hmm. Hi there, guys. We have a bunch of. Well, really, really upset aliens. Not in a bad way. They're just dying off. It looks like they might need some selenium, however you like to pronounce it. Have we got any? Is there any nearby? They may need a significant quantity.
Well, we've got a bit in stock. It's interesting because the asteroid, a quick scan of this asteroid belt, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of it.
Ah, does it look like it may have been mined out by any chance?
No way of telling, but we've not seen any signs of mining activity on any sort of scale.
Maybe they need it wouldn't be in any use for a spaceship fuel, would it? So that's not why this is.
But what
here.
If this ship can draw asteroids in at the front and
munch them through?
Yeah, break them down. We know it's either got some sort of weird jet-like drive system, or it's a big weapon. So what if it's actually a little bit like something that skims hydrogen into itself?
Well, the amount of selenium in a normal asteroid belt would be enough to build a full-size model of this ship several thousand times over.
So is it unusual, guys, to not have any selenium in this asteroid belt?
I wouldn't say
belt?
There's not any, but it's certainly less than I'd expect. Way less.
Okay. And it's not a very reactive substance, is it? It wouldn't have, no.
I mean, it would form oxides and things, but we'd notice that if it were there.
Is there any else nearby? Like within, I don't know, a few astronomical units or however you prefer?
Nearby.
Well, nearby from our terms.
No, but the thing with astronomical units is you're using small numbers, aren't you? That's why it seems like it's not very far.
I know it's big, but compared to light years, it's pretty small.
Oh, well, there was a system a few days flight back with a fairly rich belt.
We could do with getting it.
Not a few days stutter walk back.
Yes. Yes, a few days flight back.
Do we have the fuel to do that? I mean, that's the only way we're getting there, then, is stutter warping back there, I guess.
Yeah,
can
you're we
all carrying on and...
powered, ultimately. Okay.
Carry on and see if we find any further on. I don't know. We've got a bit in
depends
stuff,
what we...
that.
I mean, we could go back, do some mining and bring it back.
My thought is, why don't we give them a little bit and see what they do with it?
Okay, I like that idea.
And I'll remind you all of Gremlin.
Could you send... What time is it? Is it after midnight? Could they send home...
Space!
I was genuinely going to raise the question. Do you think they were put here because there's no selenium?
Now you're sounding like me with that thing that I wanted to blow up. One of us wants to blow up every anomaly
we
come.
Blow them up.
Well, I can see where this conversation. Let's skip to the end. You want to blow it up?
But the robots. It's not like the inmates are trying to do it. I mean, unless they've got some genius inmate who has managed to reprogram the robots, you would expect the robots who fit into niches in the walls would be the warders in that situation.
Mm, I agree. Mm. Yes.
So yeah. That, I would say, would reduce the possibility of this going quite as tits up.
Like
as
I say.
It clearly is going to tits up, isn't it? I mean, we all know that.
But like I say, now.
Not in the way you think.
Like I say, we give them a small amount.
Well, that's all we've got.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. So, or, yeah, give them about half of what we've got. Or maybe even less than that.
Okay, well, give them a tiny amount.
Give them a small amount, and then we can give them another small amount and get the concept to them that we're getting more.
Are we saying the first one's free?
One puff and I'll soon be in my grasp.
Have you been rewatching those or something? You mentioned nicotine the other day.
It is one of the things that basically, when I think we would have been first year, second year senior school when it came out. And of
senior
course,
school
before that, I think.
No, it was eight. I think it was late 70s, early 80s. I think, wasn't it?
I remember nicotine.
Yes, but no. Remember, kids, never say no to a cigarette.
The late nicotine, after being punched into orbit by Superman.
I was going to say he was just a guy fighting
a very
Superman. Exactly. He's not going to run very far.
He had just tried to nick Superman's Rizzlers, you know.
It was a simpler time back then. Lovely. Well, enough about
today's punching into orbit pandemic.
enough about Superman's Rizzlers. Let's radio back. How quickly could they get us some selenium, or should we go back to the ship and come back?
4 or 5 days.
Let's go back to the ship. No,
yeah,
I mean, the stuff that we got on board, could they get us some of that little bit of selenium?
They could bring that, some of that over to
could
us.
Could we get that within the next hour?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Okay, not a lot, a bit. Send us some.
I mean, how many kilos or pounds or whatever they're...
Well, not a whole lot. I mean, it's not...
How many bananas weight have they ever...
How many countries the size of Wales could we cover with
you? You might have, you know, fist-sized lump, that kind of thing.
Okay, you know, give them, you know, a pinch.
Well, no, I'm just thinking...
A pinch of selenium. Just a dash of selenium.
Well, no, genuinely, and we can give them a very small amount and go...
And see how they react.
Is this what you wanted?
Before we go and mine 38,000 tons of it and bring it back.
Do they explode? Do they immediately try and devour us? Do they go...
Yeah.
There has been a terrible misunderstanding in our culture.
Selenium is the most insulting substance known to man.
Exactly.
What they've been saying is, under no circumstances must you people bring any selenium on board. Do you understand?
Let's
upset the balance of things.
Okay, so you can bring in a sample.
The status quo.
Okay.
Presenting it to the robot or what?
Let's allow the heavily armed silver platter
Jethro to do that.
Well, I would rather Jethro stood back so he was able to use his weapons if necessary. Yeah. Would you agree, Jethro?
Oh, I think so. I think Jethro is holding his gun in a nonchalantly ready position.
So I presume we've got it in a little glass vial or something, and it's just rattling around in there.
Well, it's just a lump of pseudo metal. You can pick it up. It's quite safe to handle.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just in case they're going under no circumstances.
Let's
put it inside.
Let's have it in a little.
Communicate then. You know, tap at that. Point at the thing.
Tap, tap, tap.
Okay. You holding it, putting it down.
Yeah. Present it in front of them, and then put it on the floor and see what they do.
Okay.
See, I'm now thinking of. John Cleese putting the wafer thin mint in Mr.
I will go and dive behind a table.
the robot exudes a small drill, drills out the top of the sample container, removes the selenium.
Not interested in the container otherwise.
And...
Container's expensive.
It's quite hard to tell because this is quite small. It might be, you know, borderline nanotech scale, but it seems to be exuding probes and sampling devices and so on. Your small chunk of selenium is starting to look a bit porous.
Okay. We will let it do its work.
and after a few minutes of this, it picks it up and deposits it actually in the same hatch where it deposited the contents of one of those pods.
Well, that's what I'd expect.
Does that get chopped up with lasers?
I mean, it is Soylent Green.
It doesn't need to chop it up with lasers before putting it through the hatch.
Mm. Okay. Would you like Likey Moro?
What's the intergalactic alien mime for very reasonable price, Gov?
I know what it rolled on its linguistics roll.
Fell off the back of an asteroid.
Your Honour.
You just need to make
I rolled
some,
an 11 on my broker
to show the passage of time and then show that we'll be bringing more back in that amount of time. You're a scientist.
I'm just reminded of the most recent issue of The Path of Cunning, where we realised that we had to wanted an illustration for a page for which the concept was the different aesthetic of a world in which the postmodern movement never developed.
Well, sounds a bit meta. That was a little postmodern joke. Well, you wouldn't understand it was meta. Phil, if you draw attention to it, it's postmodern, isn't it? Like my humour.
How much job stuff is involved?
I'll draw more selenium on the more selenium atoms.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really draw a question mark, can I? So I just tap it.
It's an outline of the ship around them. This
I will.
Ship that you're on board.
Yeah. Okay.
As in bring,
bring
me more.
Yeah, we will take it. If you bring it, we will come. That's not what I meant.
I'm sorry I discomposed you with the John Norman Guide to Imaginative Sex.
I'm thinking, so we gave them, what, a couple of grams,
I guess, yeah.
Yeah,
right, let's try giving them a kilogram.
Let's
not.
Yeah, we'll give them that sort of amount once we can come back with larger amounts.
I guess
use it routinely, but there are some emergencies in which you might suddenly need.
Yeah, what's the end goal here? I mean, we don't know anything about this culture.
No, we don't. But we can be doing our best to study them. So we're going to go back to our ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think at this point.
And you need to show them the passage of time. We'll be back with more.
What else are they going to do? I mean, they can't really.
And hopefully.
Well, bearing
in
mind, this entire ship could be a gun barrel, they could probably do quite a lot.
You keep saying passage of time like it's an easy mine. What am I going to do? Well, three dots?
Or the solar system, and then. Show, you know, a planet moving a certain number of times.
Do you know what this solar system looks like just off the top of your head? You don't know how. Not that kind of doctor either.
No.
You do!
You've an astrologer, goddammit.
You've got cosmology, haven't you? I thought you picked that up.
I'm working on it. Astronomy is my next science.
Okay,
I'm working
not
on.
Cosmology.
Yeah.
Come on, they're pretty close.
Not astrogation.
At some point,
I didn't say
the game books don't bother to define. I'm going to have to define what these skills actually do specifically, what the borders are.
It really doesn't give you a lot of them. I mean, I could go for cosmology instead of astronomy.
Ooh.
Or planetology.
Astrogation.
Well, I've got astrogation. That's a very specific practical skill, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a way.
The same as, you know, animals. Giant hippo. That's an equal degree of resolution.
I mean, if you're interested in the parasitic influences in a giant hippo's gastrointestinal system, I can see that would be helpful. Yeah.
And how can you take it on with a party of barbarians armed with axes?
All I know about hippos is that when they poo, they spin their tails to spray the.
Mm-hmm.
That was. I still remember our lecture notes in the
confused parasitic worms. Yeah,
our approach to what was it? It was clinical approaches to different things, and approach to the vomiting patient. Someone had written from behind on it.
Yes.
So I saw a terrific old video of that, of a kid and family were watching this pool in a zoo, you know, full of hippos, and one of them gets out, starts crapping and doing the whole tail thing. Except somebody had dubbed the sound of a very large helicopter over the top, and that was quite super.
I would like to try. So obviously we gave it a tiny piece of thing, drawing a very tiny piece of thing, and then some more sizes.
Oh yeah.
To try and get a rough indication from this thing of how much selenium do they want? Because if we come back with 300 tons and it turns out they wanted 2 kilos, we're going to look silly.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, what do you think is a skill that would be good for doing this effectively?
It's linguistics, really, is it? Or
it's probably linguistics, which I have none.
I'm willing to hear arguments for a science of some sort.
Biology, chemistry, physics.
I hate to say it.
Xenology?
I hate to say it. There actually is a very good skill that actually kind of is this thinking off the cuff and thinking outside of the box. Jack of all trades.
I have.
You don't get to roll that, sorry.
I have xenology, which might help me to... it's really probably xenobiology.
Like physics.
Oh, well, let's do it then. Physics and edu?
I explain my plan to Dr. Radish.
Into or edu, whichever you prefer.
Edu.
But you can't really draw the sizes. You want to draw something that indicates the
concept of different
sizes.
I don't think Felix explained that very well.
You've rolled 2, haven't you?
I keep misusing all the terminology.
Now, I have got +4, so that is a 7.
Saying things like exponential.
Noticeably not an 8.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do it! I'll say, throwing the chalk or whatever we're using on the floor and stomping off in half.
Robot is
truly going... You're a backseat scientist, and I don't like it. And I'll walk off in a huff.
Yeah.
Ah,
oh
dear.
Let's just bring them lots and lots and lots of selenium.
Let's do that.
How far? Just to check, how far are you walking off?
Let's say 2d6 meters.
What point?
9 meters in a random direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if we stick together, we're relatively
And I'm
safe.
Folding my arms and looking across the expanse of the hole.
Are you tapping your foot as well?
The robot's having one of those cartoon moments where its vision blurs for a minute and it sees Dr. Radish and it sees a giant hot dog.
Cooked chicken.
Yeah. It can extract all the selenium from my body, which is not very much, presumably. What is the content of selenium of a human?
Ooh, I don't know that one. Not that much, therefore.
It's a trace element in humans.
It's not useful to mine humans for it, like phosphorus.
Or calcium. No, it isn't. No. It's very... It's like 0.001 of your body, I think. It's
13 to 30 milligrams, or micrograms, possibly. I can't tell how...
is it an MG or a UG?
It says MG, but I don't know whether they're using MG and UG correctly or not.
That's quite
Looks
a
like
lot.
Milligrams.
Well, I mean, if you consider the weight of a human, that's not a lot. So
to
it
be
is
fair,
pretty small.
I weigh more than a milligram.
So, yeah, Dr. Radish, something is flowing up your suit.
Up my suit?
Yeah.
What? Look at the floor.
It's not on the floor. It was behind one of the pods that you walked past.
And by flowing up my suit, you mean defying whatever gravity is on?
Oh, definitely, yes. I mean, you'd
be some sort of capillary action.
Given your physics training, you might be thinking, you know, helium superfluid or something of that sort.
No, what I'm thinking is fuck, fuck, fuck. Shit.
Or given your biology training, of course, giant amoeba.
shit! I will say over the comlink.
Are you screaming it? Because nobody will be able to hear you, I'm afraid.
I'm saying it on the comlink.
Yeah, but if you're screaming it, I think they must cut it out, because nobody in space can hear you scream, so you have to be very calm.
Profanity detected. Please rephrase your call for assistance.
shit. There is a thing crawling up me.
Radish, come here.
Run back to...
Let's go to Radish.
Run back to the group as quickly
as
possible.
The light is fairly dim, but you...
I've got low light.
Yeah, and no perception roll needed anyway. There is something glistening engulfing his right leg.
Engulfing is a very pejorative term, Roger.
Do we have any kind of flamethrower or anything? I don't think it's going to work very well in this atmosphere, is it?
No.
A lightsaber. What would be a good electricity?
I'm running back to the group. Robot and then point at the glistening thing. Try and get, you know, robot this way, kind of.
Okay.
What? Do the non-combatant thing.
What, lie down on the floor and just
wait to be digested?
Explain I'm not a valid target.
No, you see, he's got a little green ring around him.
Can you just take a sample of that, please, Doctor?
Just get rid of it! It might eat through my suit!
The robot is slowly moving in your direction.
Run towards the robot and prostrate myself in front of it.
Well, stick your leg at him.
Okay. It sprays a fluid. Actually, no. The fluid spray isn't going to work, is it?
It sprays ice at my leg. Yeah. Any fluid that stays fluid, I don't want it on my leg, basically.
Well, quite. No, what's it going to do at that point? Yeah, it's... It sticks out some probes which look as if they're maybe mini tasers or something of that sort.
Why is the rest of my team not dynamically helping? Thank you, NPC.
I'm hoping the rest of them knows how to deal with this without undue harm to your leg.
I mean, do you really want me to get anywhere near your kneecap with the weapon that I'm carrying? Is that what you're actually...
Get it off!
Right, you are.
So, I have actually got
when it hits the thing with its, let's call them mini tasers, the thing reverses its climb up your suit and fairly swiftly vanishes down a grating.
Now we can get a sample.
Yeah.
Down a grating? Why are these places always have bloody gratings so they can escape?
It needs electricity to sort it. Okay. So I get out my shock baton and wave it at the doctor and say, if you get yourself covered again, I will sort you. Don't you worry.
Having flashbacks to the hazing when we got on board.
I hazed you not. It only does 2D stun damage. I don't know what you're worried about.
We don't know these robots. So what did it? Now I'm calm again. What did it look like? This thing? It was like a colourless goop.
A fairly clear gel.
Is there any residue left upon my leg?
Are you just going to try and take any back to the ship? That might be a quarantine issue.
In a pot. I'll scrape some off.
We can put a plastic bag around his leg, then...
Remove the leg, take it to quarantine.
Put a plastic bag around all of him, because, I mean, he's got an oxygen supply.
That's true.
That won't be an issue.
Do these seats have the auto tourniquet function built in?
Mine does.
With the cheese wire.
At neck level.
I will see if I can get any kind of sample at all. If we go out into space, it will just be probably buggered already. If it can move around in this environment, though, it'll probably be alright in space. I'll try and get some sample into a pot.
Okay.
That's always
interesting.
A problem, isn't it?
Fascinating. You have to be dispassionate with these sorts of things. That was
like you were a moment ago.
Well, don't mistake my scientific curiosity for panic, Mason.
Don't worry, it was all on multiple people's helmet cameras.
I may need a new catheter bag.
Looks like there's more for us to watch out for on this ship than we had previously documented.
How could we question the GoBot things about...
What was that? I mean, that we could need... be the thing that was, that's been crushing these dildos.
Maybe.
How does it relate to whatever's on the other side of that hole, though?
Did it do any kind of compression on my leg, Roger? Did I feel anything through the suit?
No.
Is there any visible damage to the outside of the suit?
No.
Theoretically, if it enveloped we don't know enough about it, really, but if it enveloped a pod and then squeezed, it could, if it had some kind of tensile...
The reason we don't know enough about it is because somebody panicked and didn't go through with the scientific method.
Well,
let himself get engulfed by it so we could find out.
I'm not Johnny Plagueface. I don't want to go down with the ship in the name of science. Or whoever it was who gave himself the plague to study it. You know, Johnny Plagueface.
Wow, that's a nominative determinism of a disappointment, isn't it?
I was assuming it was a 2018 character.
Are you thinking of the guy
from Strontium Dog,
who was convinced he got a cure for stomach ulcers, so he drank a load of
he was a bit of a showman anyway, but
it worked.
It did work, well, he got the job done. Yeah, he didn't have a great time of it, it's true, but he fixed himself, so.
And now we all remember his name was
Johnny Plagueface.
I think he was Australian. That's what
he was. Australian.
Yep, he was Australian.
Yes,
mm-hmm. I can remember listening to the guy talking on the Today program.
Rufus Coracock. So let's.
So I can always tell when you've run out of inspiration and you're filling in from pure invention.
I don't know how. Okay. Should we get back to the ship then? I'm suddenly feeling we've exhausted the possibilities.
Yeah, but I don't think you should just take that stuff in. I think we need to.
Yes, yeah,
sure
I'm happy
you get
to.
Thoroughly hose down or whatever.
Well, I'm happy for the suit to go into quarantine.
Have some sort of,
you remember
some sort
that
of
UV steriliser?
Yeah. Well, let's use that. But can I put my sample through to quarantine before they sterilise everything we got?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that. We'll head back to the ship. I'll send the sample up to the lab.
Yeah,
my lab.
You follow us about 9 meters behind.
Well, I'll be outside of the suit then.
Again.
I won't be in the suit. Oh yeah.
No, you will. Well, I hope you're going to be in your suit. Otherwise, it's going to be a.
Well,
really good...
we're back on the ship now. We're all safe. It's fine.
Oh, are we? Sorry, I didn't realize we got that far.
I think Roger implied that it was fine.
Yeah, you have procedures for getting samples into the reasonably secure lab spaces.
All right. Should we head back?
Open the window, you throw.
The other window. Is there anything else we wish to do on this giant ship full of slimy monsters and robots?
Well, I think we need to get back, have a bit of a decompress and so on, and then meet up and... discuss,
I don't want to decompress on the way,
but... discuss what we know, what we've got, and we looks like we've got 4 or 5 days with which to either plan further excursions.
Can we ask any of the actual scientists about...
I think
about...
we should certainly have some in the discussion.
Yeah.
Did you say actual scientists?
That
nearly slipped by, didn't it?
What the Georg Bauer's crew captain is asking is specifically, how much do you want us to get?
Did we actually get?
Well, what you can get in 24 hours or so.
You didn't get anything.
No, that was why Dr. Radish stumped off.
I've forgotten I was heading off in a huff. I came back in less of a huff. See,
yeah,
and more of a panic.
What I envision now is I get back to the ship, I am hooked up to some kind of space microscope, and I look down it for about half a second and then look off into the middle distance and go, my God! And then I've solved the entire mystery.
My favourite of those is still the one in 28 weeks later where somebody's looking down the microscope to see the viruses wiggling about.
They're filming the new one of those films, iPhones, apparently.
Like, that'll like, be a fun watch.
But like 20 or 30 iPhones at a time on a, all on a big sort of arrangement that they carry around. They've got them all rigged up. The director described it as poor man's bullet time. So that's filled me with
confidence. I like the honesty.
Didn't they do the one where it was the one take thing? Didn't they do that, some of that with iPhones?
Which one take?
The one the chef and the. I'm sure some of that.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. I don't think the fact it was on iPhones is why this is sort of a note. It's more that they've built rigs with sort of 10, 20, 30 iPhones that are carried around by like four people to use as cameras. So it's taking multiple angles. That can then, when they go in and edit it, they can change what you
Someone special to run round quickly and press tap to record on all of them at once. I took a photo. I'm really sorry. Yeah.
You've subscribed to what? 30 times. Right. Let's have a think then. Overall impressions of what we've seen.
Question number one. Do we want to help them?
Well, do we need to help exactly? What have we got there, do we think?
We do not need to
work
help.
Out the situation.
I suppose the assumption is that they are trying to, again, it's an assumption, they are trying to prevent whatever amorphous thing happened to me and to some of the ship's occupants. And it seems to be selenium is required for that. That's an awfully big assumption, it's true.
Well, no, I think that you might be adding two things together which don't...
That's true, I accept they may be unrelated.
Oh, I can't think what the word is. It begins with a C.
Carnival?
Correlation and causation?
Yeah, something like that. That's what I'm after.
Capybara.
I think Mason's right. I think we should start with trying to...
And Decker, Al San here.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm on sensor watch from Bayer, and I thought you might like to know. The object has slightly, it's got very little infrared in the first place, but what it's emitting has very slightly changed.
Increased as in warmer.
There is one spot somewhere down the throat. We can't resolve it too precisely, but that does seem to have been warmer for about 30 seconds at this point.
How big?
Small. A couple of metres across.
How big was the thing that glurped me?
Well, you don't really
know. Well, you didn't really get a good look at it and amorphous, so... You certainly didn't get the feeling it would be stretching itself too far to cover you entirely.
Alright, so 2 metres would be a reasonable shout for that.
Just going back to where you picked up that hotspot, did you say it was down the throat?
Yeah, well, that's the sensor view we're taking. I've got drones out. We might have seen it through the sidewall, but the sidewall was very thick because you've got all these rings and stuff. Best guess is it's a machinery space.
Okay, so it's not the Basad ramjet starting to activate then.
I suspect we would notice that because the probe suddenly cut out.
I would have thought
all,
so.
All of our ships would go in the front very quickly.
Yeah. No, the ships are very carefully not there.
No. We have made very sure that we are away from it.
I think we can,
and we are going, and we can, and I believe Stutter Warp is ready to so that we can just go screw this for a lark. We're out of here.
I think we can be fairly confident that the small amount of selenium we've given them isn't going to be responsible for something like starting the engine or providing fuel for that. The fact that they drew the...
Oh, that's cooling off again now.
Oh, it's cooling,
so,
okay.
So
it's
that,
not
was,
progressing.
That was running for about 2 minutes, whatever it was doing.
So maybe it's something like catalyst or an essential component they need to keep systems active.
Yeah, what are the systems? Because the diagram appeared to be going into these pods for the what we think is a nutrient intake.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, are they organic components of the ship itself? They're not soldiers, passengers, settlement seeds or whatever.
They're the brains of the ship. They have extracted the brains of all these living creatures.
I mean, is that a possibility, do we reckon? Because if that's the case, then this thing might not actually be intended to be in this cold hibernating state.
Mm, that's what I was wondering.
It's not refrigerating. This thing is the selenium might way. Actually be able to work to wake these things back up so they operate normally.
Mm.
So
and whatever is being fed them, I don't know why it would be fed them, or went for your leg or whatever, isn't part of the normal operations.
Right, so it's either a parasite or something they picked up on the way, or...
Or something's got out.
Either way, I am thinking that if we go and get some selenium...
Mm-hmm. There's a chance we're feeding this thing.
When we come back, what we want to do is, if say, for example, we want to pick up several tons of it, or even more than that, we want to leave the majority of it where it can't see it.
Well, we don't know how it can sense anything.
Oh, I think we can turn around and say, if we basically come back in and we are equidistant from the sun to it.
To who?
Yeah, other side of the sun, yeah.
Once we've given it a reasonable amount, if that seems to... If that gets it back up and running, you can tell it where the asteroids that are heavy in selenium are. It can make its own way there.
Well, no, but we know that there aren't particularly any asteroids heavy in selenium in the solar system.
I'm not talking about the solar system. I'm talking about where we're going to get it. We don't know how this thing travels or whatever.
Well, we need... And the other thing as well is that when we leave, I would like us to leave where it can't actually see how we leave.
Yeah, that's fair. Mm-hmm.
Fair.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, we're trying to solve a couple of problems, and we need more data, really, to be able to...
Do we need to eliminate this glurpy thing? To use a scientific term, before we give them the selenium.
Organism.
Yeah. Let me have a look down this microscope.
The doctor did take a sample off his leg, didn't he?
I did. It's in the quarantine, but I'll go up to the lab and see what the boffins up in the bio lab have come up with.
And they're all dead, and they're all lying.
What's this red flashing light as I approach the bio?
What on earth could have killed them, but wait, their bodies have been completely drained of selenium. It's had almost no effect whatsoever. Everybody's just a bit unwell.
They're all dead, but also still working.
They may have problems with their collagen in later years.
The skin's that little bit more wrinkly.
We have created the ultimate weapon. It's a long-term goal.
I've
never seen vitamin E deficiency. I'm going to have to look at.
I think it was first associated with impotence in lab rats, but I mean, anyway. that of course
I'm not planning on shagging a lab rat, to be fair.
That instantly became vitamin E supplements for male vigour and so on. But anyway, so Georg Bauer can make it about 2.5 light years a day. So you've got this system that you know has a reason. It's not super rich in selenium, but it's got a reasonable amount. Certainly more than this one has. About 6 light years away. So it'd be 3-ish days out. However long it takes to mine, and then 3-ish days back.
Mm-hmm.
And how long it takes to mine, of course, will depend on how much you want.
Well, I think, didn't you direct them to spend 24 hours and just get as much as they could in that time?
Yeah, I think that would be the best. Get what they can get in 24 hours.
Yeah. I mean, this is potentially an interesting opportunity to obtain, complete novel information on this unknown species, unknown technology, etc.
Or to reawaken a century's dormant superweapon.
Yes, exactly. So, it's worth some investment of time and effort.
I see I'm in this strange limbo between all the scientists and everybody, and Jethro, who obviously, wants everything that's potentially a threat completely eliminated. Mm-hmm. So I'm just in this kind of, well, you know, it's not really an intelligence issue. It's not really my kind of thing. Let's just give it a go. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. I am very aware that just this thing is very, very, very big.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing has a shit turning circle.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about the fuel economy.
Whereas we have kind of sort of things that it, at a push I can sort of half turn into weapons. It's got a thing that basically if it triggers it is a absolutely fantastic weapon.
It's got to be able to point it at you, hasn't it? It can't exactly spin and fire. It's not like a turret.
It could...
Yeah,
I mean, that's the thing. We can bounce around. We assume it can't.
Mm.
I mean, really, if they were so advanced that they got all those capabilities, it would seem odd that they'd let themselves be crippled by this deficiency.
Mm. I mean, we've got essentially 5 days during which everything we recorded, every sensor record, every, you know, frame of image can be scrutinised by our experts in various fields to get a better idea of what capabilities they have.
I think from Jethro's point of view, his big problem is he doesn't know whether this is... I mean, at the end of the day, he has kind of been part of at least one extinction event, let's say, and possibly three. He's quite keen on not doing that again unless he really has to.
Well, you're under orders, of course.
You don't have to be keen when you're under orders.
No.
Just have to look keen. That's the important point.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Volunteering, sir. You fecker.
Yeah. I mean, Doctor Who in Genesis of the Daleks is a perfect example of, mm-hmm. you know, mm. all you need to do is just procrastinate a little bit longer. And you do it. You do exactly what you were asked to do, just slightly too late.
Sorry, I'm just picturing how, you know, the Patrick Grattan doctor might have handled that ethical dilemma. We would like you to boom. Oh, okay.
They are Daleks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's one where he's running around a space station shooting Cybermen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always enjoyed the varying takes that the different early doctors had on it.
Mm. Very much so.
Okay, so basically there is a period of analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that the boffins can tell us?
Okay, so let's see. The slime. You haven't got very much of it, have you? No.
No. A scraping.
Okay. Is that the only biological sample you got? I think it is.
Oh, possibly on his leg.
No, didn't I get a bit of?
Oh, you
one
mean,
of the...
Oh no, we know we took some of the fluid as well
from a crushed pod.
Yes.
Yeah.
We scraped out one of the crushed pods.
Okay, it's a match.
They're the same thing.
The residue that was in the crushed pod and the residue that were on your leg are basically the same thing. Yes.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that the thing in the crushed pod originally.
Oh, I see what you mean. That means the thing that crushed the pod was the thing that was heading for my joy
it
department.
It might have been the tongue that was trying to lick out the Cadbury's Easter egg.
Well, you know, whatever saliva
what kind
equivalent.
Of monster are you?
Saliva equivalent that was left behind.
An Easter egg?
If it asks nicely.
Oh my god. I think we've all been a bit coloured by the post earlier in the day. And what is
no,
okay?
Like
it's a match, but what is its structure? What is it?
Okay, it is. Let's see.
Suppose is it organic? Would be the starting point.
On,
good question.
On
or is
its
it,
own terms, yes. I mean, it isn't obviously...
We're all organic on our own terms.
I think you would be very surprised if you met anything that was recognisably related to anything you brought with you, for example.
It's not nanotech.
That was my question. Is it grey goo, in which case we may be in trouble?
You can't really tell, but it seems consistent with, but different from, something like an amoebic cytoplasm.
Okay.
It is not in itself a specialised, you know, dissolving things or crushing things or whatever.
It's some kind of medium. Okay. Any existing organelles or anything left in there that would give me some idea of how it might be crushing to any
doesn't
kind of...
doesn't look like it, as I say, quite a small sample.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, okay, but probably some... Yeah. Okay, and nothing... Well, look under the electron microscope. anything that is... You structure any kind of thing that may be mechanical. Really want to rule out the nanites at this point.
Doesn't look like it. Okay. There are some bits here and there. Maybe that might be a bit of fiber connecting something to something else, or maybe not.
Okay, but nothing that looks like this is a nano wheel gear.
Friends. We know it responds to electricity.
Okay, well that
would... I don't know why it was trying to go up your leg. I mean, it may have been simply attracted by something, movement, heat.
Natural charisma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your natural
it communicates through skin contact and trying to find an opportunity to communicate.
I'm guessing it's heat that it was attracted to. Given that I was the hottest thing in the room.
And you were talking about pissing in the corner the other
way. When we return, we should take a heat source.
Like Tabasco.
We are, we are the warmest place to hide, as it were.
That's why I'm saying we take a heat source.
Yeah, but you do have some insulation in your suits, but you can't get away with just keeping all the heat on board.
Yeah, no. We want, not electric heater or similar.
That would be something Jetta would probably be familiar with. For very specialised missions, you can get a chemical chill can which will soak up your body heat for a matter of hours.
And basically, it is like, after about 30 minutes, it's like being in a sauna.
So they turn the heat up. And then drop it in with your MRE to heat your dinner up after that.
Presumably from the outside, we're not super hot because we don't want to be leaching our heat.
We are compared to the rest of this place.
Well, we shouldn't. Yeah. I mean, these should be pretty thermally secure, these spacesuits. Otherwise,
as I was saying, there are limits.
We about 100 to 200 watts continuously.
Mm. Yeah, we radiate quite a lot.
It's got to go somewhere.
Okay, well, that would be my guess. Yes, maybe movement, but we didn't see it doing it on the robots.
It's quite possibly just, a stimulus response. It's not as if it was necessarily trying to kill you.
It didn't seem to be...
It could have just been friendly. We don't know, because unfortunately you broke off contact so soon. Did you?
You're goddamn right I did, because I didn't wish to analyse it quite as closely as you seem to think.
No, as I said, I propose we take some kind of portable radiant heater with us to act as a baiting out device.
And then what do we do? If a bit of electricity hurts it, well, maybe a lot of electricity will kill the bastard.
Or at least avoid
it. A sudden baton.
I'm talking like Jethro here. If it bleeds, we can kill it. Oh, it doesn't bleed. Shit. Yeah.
Well,
you're
falling prey to a common logical error.
Actually, that's a good point. Is there any form of... is there any form of flamethrower that basically would also have the oxidants in there?
I'm going to say it took us quite a while to get to the word flamethrower, so I'm quite impressed.
Yeah, very proud of us.
I don't believe so.
Some kind of plasma thing? You wouldn't need... Would you need oxygen for that?
You do, let's see, in terms of what the ship has brought along, there are some restraint carbines, which are basically sonic stunners.
Yeah, stuff that.
Whoa,
that might do it, you don't know.
Why do you have a rack of Panzerfaust 93s?
cooking.
Part Your of Honor. Time.
Yeah. So I've got a Rothman LK1 possibly underneath my bed because I don't think I'm technically allowed to have it.
Doc. I'm no
It's only a little bit lasery.
That's right, don't worry, Phoenix.
Don't worry.
I remember something about things that live on volcanic vents under the seas of certain planets and feed on heat.
Yes.
I'm just wondering if maybe, if we think this thing might be attracted to heat, perhaps a flamethrower might not be a terribly good idea.
No, it's a great idea.
Well, there's not many biological... There is a limit of heat above which a biological entity, even a thing that lives on a volcanic vent, will not survive. There are certain chemical properties that will break down above a certain point.
Good, good. It's not mine.
My concern is more the environment we're in for using a flamethrower.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why it's something that some kind of plasma flamethrower might
like
work.
Almost like a sort of a napalm splat.
But we do know electricity works.
Okay, so this is something Jethro would be familiar with. There are plasma weapons. They are basically very heavy and very bulky, and generally
they're a pain in the arse.
Usually handled either by a specialist team or by combat walker troops. They are not, in fact, energy weapons in the strict sense of the word. They use a very expensive ammunition cell.
Well, I guess the point is they can generate heat without oxygen. That was my thinking of a plasma weapon.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to correct the doctor of physics here, but that's certainly a possibility.
Well, I didn't say lasers couldn't, smart EGM.
You can just turn it down a bit, like the flame on a Bic.
We don't know that heat actually affects these things, to be fair. We do know electricity does. I mean, heat is likely to cause them some biotrubs, but I think... sorry, that's too technical a term. But we know electricity affects them. And if a bit of electricity hurts it, as I say, a shit ton of electricity might put the old...
Kill all of us.
Yes. What about we just take a fan heater and then it tries to eat it and it shorts itself out?
Or a propane, one of those little propane heaters, wheel those in. I mean, those are death traps at the best of times. It should be a perfect defense.
What about one of those electrostatic speaker power supplies?
I think that's a good idea to have a pumpy heat bob. And then we all have weapons that we think are going to hurt it, like, yes, electrostunograms or plasma pops, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, thank you, Professor Unwin, for that exceptionally clear description.
Yeah. So my laser rifle will put out 0.35 megajoules in a pulse.
Well. Yes, I mean, that's definitely not in the sort of it'll be attracted to it range, is it? That's very much the... Yeah, I don't think we've necessarily got a problem fighting these things off.
You say these things.
How many...
Well, the chance of us finding... me walking over the one thing on this entire ship seemed pretty slim, didn't it?
Vibration, that could be another thing it's attracted to.
Yes, but I guess I would suggest there's quite a lot of them. I think that's a good thought.
It's also possible that it was in some form of hibernation, noticed our heat signature when we explored the chamber with there should already been that.
Yes.
And slowly followed us through the ship, only attacking when you had, or approaching, because we lingered for a considerable period.
That could be it, yes.
But what we really don't know, I mean, we've got things we can speculate because we've seen this, but what's the connection, if there is any, or what is the thing in, you know, who is the mad woman in the attic?
The Mrs. Davenport?
Rochester.
Rochester, thank you.
No, but not Mrs. Davenport, no. That's a
different one. That's a different... Is that James Joyce? What's Mrs. Davenport? That's James Joyce, isn't it? I'm going to have to look that up now.
Has our linguist team had any success with?
Well, the robots are barely communicating. I mean, they've exchanged symbols with you, but they don't seem to be cooperating in any sort of language exchange.
Did we notice any kind of symbols around the vessel that I'm not expecting a lot. Just, yeah.
There are things that might be symbols. There's something that might be a numbering system, for example, because it increments for each tube.
Okay, so they've got something to get their teeth into, at least.
Yeah. No, working out things like can we find a thing that is the mass of a proton, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And we're thinking that this is quite an old vessel on the grounds that everything on the outside is very much scoured and...
Well, that's one interpretation.
For the record, I was thinking of Mrs. Dalloway by Virginia Woolf, so I was in the right ballpark.
Oh, yes, I remember, so there was a hatch which had some engraving of some kind near it. Mm-hmm. That was the one I was thinking of, yeah. Apparent damage to some of the cylinders, possibly a space debris.
Yes, actually, that's a good point, because if it's going through space at relativistic speeds, it will, anything basically that hits it will do an awful lot of...
You would have to assume it's got some sort of shield.
Scratching. Well, the
nobody has worked out a way of doing force fields yet.
Well,
no. Funnily enough, actually,
nobody
the Busson,
we know.
No, the Busson's ramjet is actually one of the few things that they think possibly might actually project something, because
in theory, it sucks in a lot of the stuff that is in your way and feeds it through the reactor.
Yeah, but it only needs to miss some of it.
Yeah. So the SS Dyson here could potentially just hoover its way through the universe.
Yeah.
Right. Interstellar Brexit twat. I'm sorry.
I'm going to put a small bet that doesn't end up as the title of this episode.
I like the idea of luring it out and killing it if there's only one of them. If there's 30,000 of them.
Why do we want to kill it, though?
It seems like it's doing bad things to the crew. It certainly tried to...
So we're talking about the
obstruct my genitalia.
The slurpy stuff.
Yes.
Shall we go in with something that can see inside that hole?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm thinking of something
on a space endoscope.
Yeah, or a small probe.
Oh, yeah, that would make
or
more sense.
Or possibly Jethro could make the hole bigger. Yeah, that something that we don't have to stand there holding.
Yeah.
And so are we going to take a heat?
Anything on the other side is, so a small probe seems good.
And some... Can we all have prodigy rods?
I heat source.
Jethro, can I have one of those? Can I have one of those electro prods, possibly?
No.
See, I would have taken that as the perfect opportunity to go, certainly, and jab him with it, but you're nicer than me.
I think it would be helpful if we had some kind of tasers or electrical weapons.
Standard riot control training is you get jabbed with whatever it is you might use, so you know what it's going to feel like.
Mm.
Also because they'd enjoy it, but yeah.
Yeah, it's not because they're a bunch of thugs.
I think, based on the size of the thing we saw, we want to take a couple of different types of container, because you know, with our luck, one of them will end up, you know, it'll melt through it. A couple of different containers of a couple of different materials.
Glass is going to be our
we
best
could put
bet.
One
no,
of
I
these
know.
Things in. Then, if one or a very small number come out and we are able to capture one for study, you know, we can study it. We can also potentially show it to the robots and see. You know, do they ignore it? Do they immediately attack? You know, what's the response? Do they place it on a pedestal and start bowing? You know, and get a sense. Obviously, if 30,000 of them emerge, we skedaddle.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to go back straight away anyway. So that's because the robots probably
getting a night's sleep may well be a consideration.
Yes, that's
workshop it
very much.
But I have this caffeine implant.
Workshop getting a night's sleep.
No, workshop, what are we going to do?
We're going to get a night's sleep.
Okay, all right. Well, we don't need to
then tomorrow we can, you know, plan on going in with a couple of heat lamps or thermite grenades. How much of a heat source do you want?
I see the one that can't melt through the hull of this object.
Good, yeah. You know, huge, comically large butterfly net, you know, the usual.
A net for an amoeba?
Not really, no.
Yeah.
One of those, one of those transparent bags on the end.
An electrically charged mesh might actually be quite useful too.
Really? I mean,
sounds like it'd make quite a mesh.
You don't think that would be like a sort of a Moulinex for an amoeba? It would just create a lot of very tiny pieces.
All of which start growing.
I was just thinking that we could wrap the doctor in it. And...
Mm? A teehee. Now, I understand we all have a target for our frustrations. It's unfortunate that you seem to be a target for all of your frustrations, but...
And yours as well.
I was assuming that was a protective measure, Doctor.
Yes, psychologically, it's fascinating how you all deal with your inadequacies by projecting them onto myself. But there is a case study.
We mainly deal with our inadequacies by asking you to come along. So obviously you can make up any shortcomings on our
policy. I will
Dr. Reg throws up 17 gallons of clear slime.
Feeling okay there?
The clear slime slowly takes on the form of Dr. Radish.
Radish 2.0.
Well, fair enough. Yeah, okay. Suit up, slime.
Right, we'll get a good night.
You have an ablative relish.
A good night's sleep.
Yes.
A what?
A good night's sleep.
Right.
A good night's sleep.
So, in the morning, yeah. Over breakfast pills.
Sunny side up, please.
Yeah, have you ever done the energy calculations on how many food fields you would need?
I saw something. I might have been by you.
I think Marty Jobson did one. Mm. Basically, if they are stuffed full of petrol, you still need quite a lot of them just to get the basic biological energy.
Yeah,
much mm-hmm. better to go with radiothermal generators, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw a documentary about the development of cosmonauts and astronaut food, which was. Interesting, and boy, the stuff they had to put up with. Because initially, of course, with the first guys in orbit, they either weren't up for long enough for it to be a major issue. They might have had some food almost to just sort of test out and see if this does anything horrible too, for when we send it up with the other guys. Or it was just, you know, tube and meat paste seemed to be about it.
Mm-hmm. There was a huge problem with anything. Which Apollo mission where he smuggled a steak sandwich on board and it basically... ended his career, more or less. It was,
yeah.
I mean,
that was the worst thing to come out of the space.
Yeah. I mean, the one I love still is the scented, lemon wipes. And the fact that, you know, because they just had no other smells whatsoever, as and when they used them, they used to pass them round and everyone used to
sniff.
Of the wipe, because that was the only smell other than themselves and all the crappy.
Have a look.
Kevin, this is three male test pilots in their 30s. I'm sure they could make more smells than that.
Smells.
That's
that they
why
liked.
They needed the lemon wipe.
Look up videos and stills of the Skylab galley, because that's amazing.
That was a rough place to be, the Skylab.
It was. Way ahead of its time. It fell out of the sky ahead of its time. Anyway, are we going to risk ending on a cliffhanger by going back in?
Let's go on. I would like to get a taser or some kind of stun baton from the stores.
We're going to tie a number of hot water bottles to the
security
outside
of this ship.
Let me at least have some kind of defence.
9-volt battery?
Two of them. You can stick them. If you've got 9-volt batteries, they plug into each other.
I think we should all have a stun baton of some kind.
Yep.
I don't want one.
Mm-hmm. I will carry one of the large amoeba containers. Mason, would you mind carrying one of this jar?
Certainly. A mason jar joke there, was it?
Yes.
Thank you. Just, nicely just... slid in.
Yeah, thank you. Just a passing reference.
For reference, it was the Gemini 3 spacecraft, and it was John Young, and a corned beef sandwich, but I was close.
Arthur bruised his upper arm.
as opposed to the Apollo first day covers.
Didn't get much exposure
at the time, for some reason. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, they did get in a shit ton of trouble for that.
So, going back in, same tube, different tube. What's the plan?
I'm taking my laser rifle in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably still going to have the shotgun. I'll just have it strapped on the back.
I'm taking some kind of stun baton or taser or some whatever I can.
Okay, I will make sure that every... Well, I'm guessing that stun batons actually are going to be something that will be available on the ship anyway. Or easy enough to rig up.
Oh, physically possible, not a problem at all. I was under the impression that you were saying no because you felt you should say no to this man in this situation.
To be fair,
you can't give one to everyone except Dr. Radish. That really looks petty.
It does. That is my thought. Unfortunately,
he gets a stun nubbin.
I will just point out that these would use the melee bludgeon skill.
Yeah, I'm not saying I can use it, but I'll feel
I've taken
melee unarmed. Yeah. I'll just pretend I'm punching it.
Well, no, at which point you've got a zero in it.
Electronux. Strontium dog, that's what we all need.
If we had time bombs, that would make life easy. Yeah, I've got jack of all trades and melee unarmed, so I'll be at zero, basically, I think.
Yeah. my thought is that if everyone kind of has one of those, which would at least then allow us, in the event that we actually need to hold a scientist down and basically get the entity on him off by providing a large electrical force.
So are you thinking that it's Radish's cologne that's attracting these things? They're just going to keep going for him?
Through the space suit.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Cool.
Unfortunately, I haven't got the bits on my combat suit to electrify the exterior.
You really want a combat walker for that. I mean, let's face it, you want a combat walker anyway.
I want a combat walker, let's be blunt about it now. Yes.
Maybe a combat Zimmer frame.
No, that's just real life.
So, right, are we going across then?
Yeah, we'll go back across. We go back across. How much selenium are we taking this time? Bear in mind we took about... Let's say we gave them 5 grams.
I thought we weren't
taking
any. We're trying to attract Mr. Amoeba.
Well, no, because we need to
take another nugget, shouldn't we?
I think we need to do more.
A bit more.
My thought is, so how much came? It wasn't a massive area, was it? So my thought is maybe 100 grams, say, which would be 20 times the amount.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Which should be enough to trigger an effect, which we can... and talk to the guys who are running the sensor probes, especially the ones actually in the throat and so on. Can we see if we can get any... obviously, we need the... We want to put a couple of small sensors down the... feeding tube, shall we say. And also, is it possible for us to run any stealth sensors around to roughly the same area that was triggered last time, or an area of a similar type?
Yeah, I mean, we do have low observable drones.
Yeah. Because we want to take some...
What is low observable to these people, obviously, we don't know. So
no, mm-hmm. Exactly, that's the problem.
We haven't seen any sign of active sensors for what that's worth.
No.
Okay.
But when the robots are flying around, am I and Mason picking up anything, either my suit or Mason's eye or even Felix's ears? Are we picking up anything sort of?
There's some electromagnetic noise which might well be some sort of data communication.
Yeah. I mean, one of the parts of the reason for us going back is I'm very aware that we didn't really have the right bits of kit with us to properly analyse. We kind of this sort of environment.
And this
is where I basically bow down to the rest of the ship's crew, because I'm quite good with sensors, but you give me a sensor, I can use
sure.
it. Things like drones and so on and so forth and bits and pieces. I'm not very good at sort of inventing them off the top of my head.
Well, why is the rest of the crew writing in Dr. Mason gaffer tape to the end of a 3 meter space pole?
Dr. Radish. Yes, I was
going to
say.
No, I like the Dr. Mason.
I'm not any kind of doctor.
No. Okay, so going back in with, let us say, an array of sensors rather than listing everything individually.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And a lot of hot water bottles attached to the outside of Dr. Radish.
Let's just say, Roger, if you can think of it, we've prepared for it.
That's not to say that any preparation is going to prove in any way useful or effective.
So what's the sequence of events as far as you're concerned, and I'll tell you how things change.
Well, we push out the thermal dummy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Track the attention of what I hope is the same robot, or they all communicate. I don't know.
Does this what thermal source have we
brought with us? We should have written on the robots, or we know which it was.
Probably the simplest thing would just be a little chemical heat pack.
Yeah,
slapped onto a drone, or
the little click and warm your hands.
Yeah, yeah. Something and then like what? That. We're just going to throw it into the distance.
Temperatures. I've been able to.
I think they're a self-contained pack. Aren't
they? Yeah, I mean, you don't want to let it freeze before you activate it, but once it has, it should.
Okay. I shall keep it in my pocket.
Slightly embarrassing. Click. Ah, our heat source is actually frozen.
Does anyone have another of these that can hold next to it? Yeah, that or a sun lamp.
Okay, so the thing's active. As you know, it's micro G, so you can leave it in midair. It will gradually fall to the deck.
Yeah, just put it near a grating, because that seems to be where we're coming through.
Yeah.
I'll step away from the gratings, and let's...
Yeah, we observe carefully.
See if our robot friends come back.
Okay, there does not seem to be any reaction from anything.
Okay, do we want to tap out a message and broadcast something that might attract the attention of the robots?
Well, you can see what you think is probably one of the robots, because there's this particular bit of wall decoration that one of them unfolded from before. And now.
I was just hoping they would come out, but I'll go get it if we have to.
It very specifically grabbed me as I was walking past something.
Why don't we take out a small sample of selenium?
And?
If we're trying to get the robots, I'm proposing this rather than doing it. We can take out a small sample and wave it near the robot and see if it reacts.
And waft it in the air.
Do we need, and this isn't a sentence I often say, a big titted selenium mannequin?
There are ways to try to get the title credit, but
that's blatant. I think, and I'm basing my, as I always do, I'm basing my approach here on Bugs Bunny cartoons. I think that what we would normally do is dress you up as a hot girl.
Oh yes. And what we need to do is
sashay up and down the
paint a tunnel on the wall.
Dress you up as a selenium molecule.
The problem with bending to the law is when the other guy can actually use it.
Mm. Yes.
Right, can we get one of these robots to say hello? I mean,
if you tap on the shell, one of them will unfold from the wall.
Cool. Do you want to give it your nugget?
I'll fritter, you know.
So romantic.
It will be a bit bigger this time.
It does not even slightly attempt to take it from your hands, but if you drop it, it will catch it out of the air.
Yeah. Okay. Release.
Yeah.
It's like feral squirrels.
Looks it over a bit more briefly than last time and puts it into the let's face it, ship's circulatory system is
okay,
right.
So
I want to activate my thermal imaging and see if I can spot something activating.
The little probe that we've got with us,
mm-hmm.
when it goes in, when he puts the thing in, I would like to put the probe in there as well.
Okay, this is going to be a pretty tiny sort of thing, yeah?
It is a quite small probe.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's going to have quite a limited range, but I am stood right next to it at the moment.
Okay, well, the short version, you can get a good impression of the inside of a transport pipeline.
Uh-huh. And then a load of lasers right at the end?
Colonoscopy.
No, it goes out of range before anything like that happens.
Is it worth us splitting up?
You probably track it to, you know, towards the end of the cylinder you're in, but...
Yeah.
Exactly what happened is...
Well, we could wander off, you know, and see if we attract this amoebic thing.
Nothing seems to be enveloping the heat pack.
I'm going to have to pack up shortly, guys.
This is probably a reasonable time to do it. So, Shim, since you're good at taking notes and frankly less lazy than me, if you could just note that, you know, still on board, heat pack active.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Roger.
A probe has been stuck in the tube.
What happens there?
I do enjoy this. Detective-y, not quite detective-y, but kind of poking.
It's called science.
Oh, yes.
Oh, now you want to do science when you're not actually in the obvious danger, I see. Thank you all.
Thank you.
I'll see you next week.
See you next time.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye, everybody.